And hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekly Yes And podcast. I'm your host, Travis Thomas, the creator of Live Yes And, of which the weekly Yap, the Yes And podcast, is the expression of. And so I'm so excited. This is episode 15, which also represents the last podcast of 2015. So it's been so exciting for me. I've been wanting to do a podcast for so long, and I was able to jump into it this year, kind of late into the year. But we've got 15 podcasts that are available. I'm really excited about how we've started, the guests that have been on the podcast. And last week, Janessa Gans Wilder, her organization is the Euphrates Institute, and Janessa talked about all the wonderful work that they are doing for peace in the Middle East. And she was plugging her program that actually aired on CBS on Christmas Eve. And so I was in North Carolina with family. We stayed up till 11:30 at night. We were putting gifts out for the kids and getting things ready, and got to watch that special, which Euphrates and Janessa was featured in. And it was so, so cool to see. And just a wonderful, wonderful program. So thanks to Janessa for that. And to all of you, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever faith you recognize and celebrate, I want to say happy holidays to you. We're a few days away from 2016, and I thought it would be fun to reflect back a little bit on 2015. And so this podcast is just some reflections about sort of me making the leap in 2015, going off on my own, and just some of the lessons learned. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit, but want to give everyone a reminder that since 2016 is coming up right around the corner, that means that I have another 30 days of Yes 101 program. And that's actually going to start next Monday, January 4th. Give everyone an opportunity to get through the weekend back into your normal routine, and then let's jump into 2016 on purpose. Let's play a bigger game. Let's start that thing that you wanted to start, that project, that hobby, or let's just start showing up more purposeful and authentic, more playful, more engaged. And if any of that sounds interesting to you, then you need to sign up for the program. Grab a few of your friends. For every three people that sign up, your fourth person is free. It's only $60. Three sign up, your fourth is free. Send me an email, travislthomas@mac.com, or go to the liveyesand.com website, and you can sign up on the event page. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there's still time to sign up, so please do that. Also, for those of you in South Florida, starting in mid-January, my event page for this is also on the liveyesand.com website. I'm going to start a four-week in-person program called Getting Unstuck in 2016. It's going to be four courses, roughly 60 to 90 minutes each, and it's going to be tools, ideas, exercises, incorporating some of the Live Yes And approach and the mindset of how to get unstuck in 2016. So check out that live event happening on my website as well. So that's just a little bit of what's coming up, but now let's move on to what 2015 was all about from a Live Yes And perspective. So these past few days, we have been driving home from North Carolina. We went up into the mountains of North Carolina to celebrate Christmas with family, thinking we were going to get snow. But anyone in the United States realizes right now, unless you are up in the Great White North, there is no snow. And so we went up into the mountains of North Carolina, and instead of getting snow, we got a whole lot of rain, which was probably a blessing. Had the rain been snow, we probably would be snowed in North Carolina right now. But I had a great time nonetheless. Beautiful area there right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. I highly recommend it. But on the drive back for the next couple of days, we kind of split the drive up. And driving back, I was talking to my wife, Hollister, and was just thinking about 2015 and reflecting. And I said, would you mind sending me some questions that you would be curious to know from my perspective? That she and I talk all the time, but we don't always, you know, get to talk about the podcast and, you know, lessons learned and things like that. And so I'm like, what would you want to know? And so, and I'll just kind of do an open mailbag session for the last podcast as a reflection back on 2015. So she sent me an email this morning. I just opened them up and I looked at them, but I wanted to keep them as off the cuff as possible. And so, so she's got four questions for me. And they're really good questions. And so I thought I would use this time as just kind of a reflection back on 2015 and live yes and to dive into these questions. And again, 2015 has been a big year for me and my family because it was, again, it was that opportunity for me to do the thing that I feel like I'm really called to do and inspired to do right now. And I really emphasize right now because that could change that could change in a week or a month or a day or a year. I know my purpose, my expression of my purpose and my living of my purpose doesn't change, but the what I do as a result can always be changing. And so 2015 was about taking that leap and the net will appear, and going off and committing to doing this thing that I'm really, really inspired and passionate about, which meant saying goodbye to a normal check, a normal income, that quote-unquote sense of security that that a job can have, and going off and not knowing how things were going to get done, but trusting and taking that leap of faith based on experience and understanding and knowing that we can make this work. And it's been exciting. I left my job in May, and so we've been flying crazy solo since then, and we're in the midst of the journey right now, and so we're in it. So I want to reflect a little bit back on it. Her first question for me: what advice do you have for yourself in 2016? So what advice do I have for myself in 2016? I kind of look at that and think about, it's more of what have I learned in 2015, and then moving forward in 2016, what advice do I have for myself? And so a few months ago, I took kind of a little mini retreat with a friend of mine, Evan Griffith, who was featured on the site a few weeks ago. Evan was finishing his book. I was working on my projects. And I think my time with Evan and being in that sacred space, I made some big six-month goals for myself. And what I realized when I was kind of thinking about six-month goals, I had been thinking pretty small about what I wanted to accomplish. And I think my mindset had been stuck in more of a survival mindset. I just want to make enough to get by and provide for my family, instead of I want to play a big game. I want to do big things. I want to dream big, expect big, and go deliver big. And so I realized I need to open up my thoughts bigger. I need to have a greater sense of abundance in my thought. And so I set some big six-month goals for myself. Whether I reach them or not, it's less important, as those goals are in front of me every day. And it's a matter of me really trying to step into that space where those goals are possible, and leaving my thought open and leaving opportunity open and trusting and knowing that I am big enough to play that game. And I know that God and the universe and things are working for those who expect and step into that mental space and then do the work to make it happen. And so again, I'm not really so concerned with the outcomes as much as expanding my thought and my expectancy and my concept of abundance, and knowing that my abundance doesn't take away from someone else's abundance, which is a lie I think I get caught in a lot. And knowing that whole yes and mindset, yes and is about you can get yours and I can get mine, that Ubuntu, you know, what when you succeed, I succeed, and there's plenty of room for all of that to go around. So my advice to myself in 2016 is just to dream bigger and expect bigger. You know, again, one of the lessons from 2015 that was huge for me was, if someone gives you the opportunity to speak, deliver, and share your message, you take it. Take it. It doesn't matter if you get paid or not right now. Take the opportunity. I did an hour workshop a few months ago for an organization, and I didn't get paid. Now, there's still a chance that I'm going to get paid, but I didn't get paid for it. But it exposed me to a group of people who might want to use me in the future. I got a chance to work on my message. And actually, a woman came up to me after and said, hey, we're having a national leadership meeting this summer. I would really like to talk to you again about possibly being the speaker for that, which obviously would be paid. And so, again, a few weeks ago, I got the opportunity to speak to a really cool audience, which required me driving 3 hours to the event, delivering my hour talk, turning around and driving 3 hours home, and it was unpaid. And again, and I've done some paid events, you know, since May. I've done a lot of paid events since May, and I've done some events that I've been paid really, really well. And so it's about, you know, so it's not about anyone asks me to come speak, I'm going to do it no matter what. But there have been some opportunities where organizations have reached out, they can't pay right now. But for me, it's like, yes, I want to go share my message. I want to go speak. I want to deliver. It's not about being taken advantage of. But if there's an opportunity for me to share and live on purpose, I'm going to take it. And so for me, it's not about getting caught up in, well, if you can't pay me, then I'm not going to do it. Just get out there, say yes. Say yes to the opportunity, and know that more than anything, it's going to open up to other bigger opportunities, or at the very least, it's given you the opportunity to share, work on your craft, work on your art, and inspire anyone who happened to be there. So question two, instead of 4 years of college, what four books should all 18-year-olds read? That's a really fun question. It's so tough to think about. Actually, it's not tough to think about what I was like at 18, because I don't think I'm a whole lot different now than I was at 18. Hopefully a little wiser. Not as handsome. But think of 18. And again, for those of you who don't know, we homeschool our kids. If they want to go to college, fantastic. If they don't want to go to college, fantastic. As long as they're doing what they want to do and they're passionate about it, they're inspired by it, and they're living their purpose. That's all I care about. College, great, not great. It's going to be up to them. And so the question, what four books, if, and I know that there's a lot of kids out there, I've got family members that college isn't their thing. And so instead of forcing a round peg into a square hole, you know, what else could they be doing that's just more in line with their passion without racking up a bunch of college debt? There's nothing wrong with college as long as it's a good fit for you and you want to do it. Okay, I digress. So what four books would I recommend to an 18-year-old? A couple hopped to mind really quickly. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, still one of my favorite books of all time. It's a quick read. It's a simple read. It'll kick you in the ass and make you laugh. Not many books can kick you in the ass and make you laugh at the same time. And The War of Art does that. And so for anyone wanting to work on a project, wanting to get started on something, have to read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. For an 18-year-old, again, highly recommend Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman, one of my favorite books of all time. Huge life lessons in it that any 18-year-old, let alone anyone, should read. And I highly recommend the book. I love the movie. I show the movie. I use it in classes. But the book has the meat. There's so much meat in the book. And so highly recommend Way of the Peaceful Warrior. A recent book that's been only a couple years old, but I would highly recommend it to any 18-year-old, again, to anyone, Life's Operating Manual by Tom Shadyac. Tom Shadyac is the director of Ace Ventura, Ace Ventura, Evan Almighty, Bruce Almighty, all those great comedies, but went through his own sort of hero's journey or spiritual journey years ago after a bad concussion, and now is fully dedicated. He's living in a trailer in Malibu, and he spends all of his time giving of his money, and it's a total flip upside down of what success looks like and what does living on purpose look like. And it's called Life's Operating Manual. It is fantastic. It is so good and entertaining, but so good at the same time. It's sort of similar to that. It was inspired by the book Ishmael by Ishmael, Daniel Quinn. Daniel Quinn wrote Ishmael, which I read a few years ago. Amazing book. I could put that on the list. I could also put Philip Yancey's What's So Amazing About Grace on that list. There's so many. So how about if I stick with that for now? War of Art, Way of the Peaceful Warrior, Life's Operating Manual, and What's So Amazing About Grace. For 18-year-olds to read, if you start with those four, there's your curriculum. Everything else will take care of itself. Question three, what is your greatest failure? Shoot, that's such a fun question. And it, she didn't say 2015. What's my biggest failure in life? You know, I think the things that beat me up the most when I think of failure is just how I could have been better in relationships, whether that's with family members or with friends, how I could have handled situations better. And that was often from a sense of fear, of maybe not wanting to say what I truly felt or not wanting to be authentic enough, fear of hurting feelings, which then compounded it into a bigger issue. So when I think of failures, I often think about, I wish I could have been better in relationships. You know what? I talk a lot about this, especially in my book that's upcoming. And I know I've talked about it. My 4 years of college soccer to me felt like such a huge failure. And I have to say, failure from the standpoint of at that time, it was such a huge failure, where I felt like I spent 4 years doing something that I love, but just not getting it done and not doing what I needed and knew I needed to do to get it done. So at that time, it was such a huge failure, but the learning and the growth that came as a result of it is huge. And so it's, again, it's one of those things that, like, would I change it? Yeah, for my own personal sense of ego. But I've learned so much more as a result of those 4 years of struggle and learning and growing. And so, yeah, I mean, again, just to get into mindset, as far as the yes and mindset, the difference between the growth mindset and the fixed mindset, I think so much of my childhood into young adulthood, I had this fixed mindset where I didn't want to push myself outside of my comfort zone. And so it held me back and it kept me small. And so understanding that now, I try to get outside my comfort zone and even if it's scary, and play that bigger game, and knowing that growth comes from failure, that growth comes from the scary stuff and being willing to do it. And I think one of my other biggest failures, and it still shows up for me on a day-to-day basis, is not caring so much about what people think of me. And it's, I'll be the first to admit, I like to be liked. I like people liking me. For anyone to be upset with me, or for anyone to not like a presentation that I did, or not like, you know, it bothers me. It really, really bothers me. So, and again, I know it's impossible to please everybody, but I know that that's a part of me. And so a failure for me is caring too much about what people think and trying to please what everyone, not in a, I've got to go out of my way to please, but just wanting to be liked. I think instead of just doing what feels right to me, even if you know not everyone's going to like it. And obviously I strive to do that and I try to do that. But the thing that pulls me back more than anything else is caring what people think. And if you like this podcast, please leave a review. I'm just kidding. Question four, my favorite word. Man, this should be the easiest one. And I think it is. And I even sat down. I'm like, okay, that's too obvious. But what else? What other word is out there? What is your favorite word? And I got to be honest. I built, you know, this company, Live Yes And, on that word yes. Yes is my favorite word. And to get into that a little bit more, yes, when you think about yes, every great thing happens with a yes. Will you marry me? Yes. And, you know, when we do anything, when we're making a friend, when we're starting a relationship, a business venture, any journey or adventure, it starts with yes. Someone is giving you an opportunity and you're either saying yes to it or no to it. And when you say yes to it, you've just given your permission, your consent to join in and collaborate and go on this journey with one another. And so no other word for me has so much celebration behind it, has so much excitement and energy behind it than that word yes, because it's two or more forces coming together and just saying, let's do this, let's try this. And it's just, it's partnership, it's cooperation, it's teamwork, it's collaboration. And so my favorite word is yes. Whenever you get a great yes, oh, it feels good, because someone, they're with you. They want to go on that journey with you. So those are my four questions from Hollister. Wonderful, wonderful questions. And I think for me, that just kind of sums up where I am in 2015. It's been I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative. It is scary. It is so scary to live project by project and not know where the next opportunity is going to come from. And that, to me, is what living in the space is all about, and trust. And the projects keep coming and the opportunities keep coming. And I'm playing a bigger game. I'm trying to play a bigger game. And I know that so much good is coming, even if I don't know what that looks like, and even if it doesn't look good at the time. So that's it. That's this week's Weekly Yap podcast. Tune in next week. I've got some big plans, some big goals that I have for 2016 that really involves getting outside of my comfort zone and playing a bigger game. So please tune in for that. If you don't follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Live Yes And. I'm on Facebook at Live Yes And. And make sure you go to whether iTunes or Podbean, wherever you listen to this. If you do like it, please give it a rating, give it a review, and more than anything, share it with others so we can spread the yes and. So that's it. Happy 2015, everyone. Let's jump into the unknown of 2016 together on purpose with authenticity. Let's play and let's have a great yes and time. Have a great week, everyone.